Heya neye yanga heya na eye iye heya na eya.
The music of Radmila Kodi. She's a folk singer whose repertoire consists of songs from the Native American half of her heritage. I say half because Radmila is also African American. Her mother is Navajo. Her father is black. And while Radmila grew up negotiating the cultures of both of her parents, she told NPR's Farai Jadea she feels closest to her Navajo side. And that, she says, begins with the language.
She'eya Radmila Kodi and Shia. Ash chi in shlon, akeligini bashishin, akedine dashichin, akeligini dashinale, akuta a sanchle. Ado tzizizi holiade e isi net nasha. Shema e Margaret Kodi holia, shija e Troy Davis holia, ado shu masane e Dorothy Kodi holia, e isi nashinest rado shinessa, ado shicheya e Archie Kodi holiande e hatkahli julinde. My name is Radmila Kodi, and I am of the Red Bottom People clan, born for the African American. My maternal clans are of the Mexican clan, and my paternal clans are of the African American, and this is how I identify myself as a Navajo woman. I come from a community named Loop. My grandmother, who's 93 years old, named Dorothy Kodi, raised me to learn the language and the ways of the Navajo people. My mother, her name is Margaret Kodi. My father is Troy Davis. And my late grandfather, who was a medicine man, his name was Archie Kodi.
You mentioned that your grandmother, Dorothy, raised you. Tell me one of the things that first you remember about her.
Oh, gosh. There's just so many words that can describe her. But ultimately, she's a beautiful spirit, very strong, spiritual woman. You know, someone who has always worked very, very hard throughout her life. And I think it's kind of difficult, and it has been challenging for her at this age now. She's kind of still resenting it, you know? And she's still mobile. She still weaves rugs. But one of the things that she's always emphasized and stressed to me was to maintain the language. I remember one time I was stumbling on my words as I was trying to explain something to her in Navajo, and she got upset with me, and she says in Navajo, "Halat o wala 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 no yantiket," you know, which means I don't ever want to hear you just saying wala 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 wala, because that's what English sounds like to her. You know, she's like, I taught you to speak Navajo, and you speak Navajo, you know, and so she's like, don't ever forget that.
What was the first time that you realized that it made a difference to other people, if not to you, that you have both African-American and Native American heritage?
From my childhood, first and foremost from my family, my uncles, how they would make me, you know, feel, you know, alienated sometimes from the family by making, you know, remarks, racial remarks, or saying things that would make me feel, you know, like an outcast. And then from there, you know, of course, leaving the home, I would get teased on the way to school and on the way back, and also while I was at school, you know. And then later on, and as I got older, and visit my father's side of the family, or just, you know, interact with the African American communities, the same thing. You know, got teased from the African American communities as well. So I think it was during that time, you know, during from my childhood all the way even to present day. But I've grown to be more comfortable in my own skin now as a person, and in understanding that I am who I am, regardless of what other people may have to say or think.
There was an article in the Navajo Times that mentions that you were a runner-up in the Miss Black Arizona pageant, and then, of course, you also became Miss Navajo. What was it like being in those two different contexts and having to represent what it meant to be a woman? And was it different in either case?
It was different. When I participated in the Miss Black Arizona pageant, I actually took the Navajo side of me into that. I remember standing on stage speaking Navajo and reciting a poem in Navajo. And, you know, here were these, you know, black folks that were looking at me like, what is she doing and what is she saying? But at the same time, I stood up there very proud. I identified more with the Navajo side because I was around the Navajo side more. And then participating in the Miss Navajo Nation pageant, people were, I think, taken back by the fact that I spoke, you know, the language fluently and knew how to make fry bread and butcher a sheep. And, you know, people were very surprised by that. As far as it making me a woman and are just, you know, creating that bridge to really help myself, I understand more now that because I carry on my mother's lineage, my mother's clan, my grandmother's clan as a woman, that makes me, on the Navajo side, a Navajo before I'm black. I really begin to understand the importance of the matriarchal society in the Navajos.
It sounds like, in some ways, an idyllic life, you know, growing up outdoors and then becoming a beauty pageant contestant, winning, going on to have a recording career. But you've also had some really rough moments, like when you spent time in jail in connection with dating a drug dealer and not reporting the drug trafficking. That must have been a moment that you questioned what path your life had taken. How did you turn that around now to do the work that you do for teens as well?
Well, you live and you learn if you choose to. And one thing that my grandmother has always taught me is that you always turn your negative experiences into something positive. And so when I ended up in prison, it allowed me to finally stop and to look at myself and to allow myself to heal. You know, it's just all been a learning process for me. And I'm just happy that I'm able to share my experiences, you know, even if... you know, I am still dealing with a lot of criticism, you know, as a result of it.
Back in 2002, you sang the national anthem in Navajo at the Kennedy Space Center to commemorate the first Native American in space. And on your Seed of Life album, you sing God Bless America and America the Beautiful. Why is it important to sing and record these songs in Navajo?
Well, for one, it goes back to preserving the language, and it's important. It's a very, very important, again, part of our identity, and even if it's difficult for some of our young ones to speak the language, you hear them singing it. And so if that's a start in, you know, in the right direction for them to learn to connect to the importance of speaking Navajo and singing Navajo, we've done our job.
Rad Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Farai Chidea talking with African-American/Native American singer Radmila Cody. Radmila's latest collection of music is called Precious Friends, Songs for Children.